What's up? I'm Kiki Lane.
And I'm Gina Prince Bythewood.
And we rolling out with Romeo International.
Okay, guys, we're about to change this energy up because both of y'all look like y'all done had a long day. So, Kiki, do you love me?
Oh, God, oh, God. No, not that. That's the wrong one.
Oh, that's the wrong one? Okay, okay. Look, I watched this film. Gina, you're a genius.
Okay.
Because the layers to this film, I don't know if anybody else paid attention, but the layers to this film are so subtle but dope. I think one of the most powerful lines in the film is when Joe and Nikki are in the back of the van and he's telling the guards what love is. That stood out more to me than anything. Why was that so important to express?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that scene when I read it in the script and was excited to put that up on screen. I felt like we hadn't seen a relationship like that before in this type of film. But that speech, anybody would love to hear that from their significant other. And the depth of it was so beautiful. The fact that these two people, like, they had known and loved each other for so long and went past love to soul. And to put that out in the world, to have that kind of level of emotion in a film like this, I felt really spoke to what we wanted to do with this film, which was to have the emotional quiet moments be as important as the big action moments.
Yeah, it made me realize I was single. Thank you, Gina. I really do appreciate that in life.
You
Kiki, we actually met in Atlanta when you was doing Beale Street, and I fell in love.
Yep. Oh my God, because we did the photo shoot, all of it. Yeah.
Yep. I want to ask this about you. I want to start off with this about your character. How come in the beginning your character felt like the gift was a death sentence? Even though she couldn't die, it's like she felt it was a death sentence to her.
I mean, because in a way it was. It was a death to life as she had known it. So we see her struggling with the grief of that, you know, kind of grieving the life that she was now being put in a position to kind of give up. And I think that's something a lot of us can relate to when life just kind of throws something at you that turns it completely upside down. And now you're forced to try to figure out, how do I move forward with this new way of living? But to accept that means you have to accept that the old way of living, well, that's died now.
Does that narrative change? Did that narrative change when she saw the big collage board and she saw how Charlize's character, like little moments, helped change history's outcome?
Well, she was looking for purpose. And I think that showed that to her, because immediately when it first happens, the question she keeps asking everybody is why? Why us? What are we supposed to be doing with this? Why are you telling me I gotta join y'all? Why? Like, you know, she's looking for the purpose, even seeing her praying, like turning to that, like somebody tell me, what am I supposed to be doing with this? And why, you know, what is the purpose of it happening to me right now? So I think, yeah, seeing the collage and being able to see that it is for something greater and it is for something that could affect positive change. I think, she really needed to see that. They all did.
Gina, how is it working with this new action star over here? This new action star. Yeah, we can tag that now, action star.
the fact that you said that is what is so dope to me. You know, I love it so much. And Kiki, you know, brought so much beauty to Nile. And it's a thing of, as a director, can I trust the person sitting across from me that they're going to put in everything they need to embody this character that I thought was so special? And Kiki said in that room, I'm going to do what it takes, whatever it takes. And she did. And to have that person opposite you going in this big journey. It's my first action joint. It was her first action joint, going on this journey together and you know, relying on each other to step up. It was, you know, it was a great gift to have on set.
First action, the way she was switching out them clips and them fights. I'm not messing with Kiki on no plane flight. Like, How was the training? How was the training for you, Kiki?
I mean, it was intense. We started like 3 or 4 months before filming. So getting in the gym, you know, just lifting weights and doing stunts and learning choreography, learning, you know, to work with the weapons. But it was important, you know, these are all skilled warriors, and, you know, playing a Marine, you know, also tapping into military and tactical training, just trying to really honor, you know, these characters and the type of warriors that they are. And so, yeah, it took some, you know, some extra effort in the gym to get there. But we all had to be committed if we were going to do justice, you know, to these characters in this story.
Man, I don't even want to let y'all go. Thank you so much. I love the both of you guys. Gina, you're a genius. Kiki, I'm not messing with you. Just put the gun down. All right, talk to y'all later.
Thank you, Romeo. Take care.
Right, bye.
Bye.